Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you started an exercise program only to get demotivated after just a few weeks? It's a vicious cycle of failure and success, but of course we know that success builds upon itself. My guest is Dr. Michelle Sager. She is the Associate Director of SHARP, Center for Women and Girls. So Dr. Sager, tell us a little bit about this vicious cycle.
Well, the vicious cycle of failure starts with the wrong why or the wrong reason for initiating exercise. And the traditional way we've been taught to exercise primarily gets us to exercise to lose weight or to improve some health outcome, right? But our research is suggesting that those reasons, while they might accurately reflect what exercise can do for people, actually shoots us in the foot motivationally because they don't promote high-quality motivation that we need to sustain physically active lives.
Well, what is that high-quality motivation that we need to do that? I mean, what motivates us? Is it relationship status? Is it feeling better or worse about ourselves? What truly motivates people?
Well, let me start by saying what doesn't motivate people is when we feel like we should do something, that it's a burden or a chore, and that's how traditionally we've been taught to exercise. And the flip side to that, the contrast, is when we approach exercise as a way to enhance our daily lives, as a way to energize our day so we can better enjoy everything we do and live more meaningful, happier, and healthier lives.
Well, I think that that's really the key, because the more motivated you are, the more you do something that makes you feel better, whether it's meditation, eating healthy, getting your exercise, whatever it is that builds that self-esteem up, that builds on itself, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And it's time for, you know, society and the media and professionals to start talking to people about how behaviors like exercise and like meditation and like getting enough sleep are actually fuel for our happiness, not just our health. Because the reality is, we are all so busy and we live these very hectic lives that we don't have time to fit in anything that's important anymore. We only have time to fit in what's essential.
Ooh, that's a good statement. We really do. And even just yesterday, I worked and I trained my clients and I did all these things. And at the end of the day, I was like, I had to do what I had to do today and I had to skip exercise. And I felt awful about it. And so then there's that negative self-talk that goes right along with it. Now, you've written a book, The Six Secrets to Lasting Motivation. Tell us a secret.
Well, it's a report. And one of the secrets is that you have to basically throw out the wrong whys. So you have to understand whether you've been approaching exercise with the wrong whys. And if you have, then you need to choose right ones, which what is what right for you is going to be different for everyone. The other thing we have to understand is that we've been, our unconscious actually drives most of our behavior. So we have to become aware of the specific beliefs and attitudes we have, both about exercise as well as what's the most important thing in our day truly, because those things are driving the decisions we make every day. And if we're not aware of them, then basically our unconscious or even what we've learned since we were a kid that may not even be true is driving the decision to exercise or to skip exercise on any given day.
So how do we start? Do we keep track of what it is that we need to do in the day, or keep track of what we want to do, what becomes our most high priority? I mean, how do we start getting that vicious cycle of failure to end?
That is a great question. And the way you escape the vicious cycle of failure is a process, and it starts with A, becoming aware that what you've been trying to do hasn't worked again and again. So you have to be ready to do what I call exorcising exercise, which is tossing out the bad so you have place for the good. And then people need to identify, what in my life do I really care most deeply about? we don't start with exercise. We start with the deepest values and goals we have, because that is what really should ground everything we do. And the reality is that we need energy, and we need less stress, and we need vitality to achieve those very important things. And guess what? Moving our bodies and getting enough sleep and other things are what give us energy and vitality to achieve those most important things. So what we have to do is really place a behavior like physical activity or physical movement within the context of what is most meaningful in our lives. And then and only then can we develop a plan of action. Because if that plan of action about how to start and what to do is really out of the context of what's essential for us, we will not stay motivated to prioritize it.
Well, that's a thing. We have to keep that motivation to prioritize. And I always tell people, Michelle, that we don't have time to exercise. You have to make time to exercise. But it's not only making time to exercise, but it's exercise. It's making time for you to do any of those things that keep you motivated to do the right things and stay on that right path for health.
Absolutely. And the reality is that people can start being more motivated or develop the high quality motivation, which is about doing something because it reflects our core values, once we start explicitly linking. I mean, draw a diagram, make a line, put what the three things you care most about in your life, and then draw a line to those things and say, what do you need to get those things? Well, you need energy, you need determination, you need commitment. And then what behaviors can help you develop those? And physical activity is a big one.
Okay, give us another secret. We have a couple more minutes, so give us another secret that you think we need to get that lasting motivation so that it doesn't stop, so that it keeps building on itself.
Well, a very important secret is that, you know, people have to realize that their physical activity occurs within the context of the rest of their lives. So when they are planning physical activity, it cannot be thought of as just, this is my exercise that I have to do. I need to fit it in on this day and time. What you really need to understand is, who's going to be affected? What messages do you need to communicate to those people? What arrangements do you have to make? So you really need to take a strategic approach your physical activity, not unlike you would take to building a business. You know, when it's about money and the bottom line, people spend hours and days developing strategic plans and understanding what competes with their goals for the business. But the reality is that we have to do the same thing with our exercise. We have to understand that it is never going to stop competing with our other cherished roles and responsibilities. And given that, let's reframe physical activity away from a competing goal to a facilitator of those things that we care deeply about.
Like brushing our teeth, it has to be something that you plan on for the rest of your life.
That's right. And it's a little abstract until we actually see how it starts to happen. Is there time for me to
There's
talk
just about 30 seconds.
Okay. The other important secret is that we should not try and change two hard behaviors at the same time. Research on goals shows that it's not optimal for sustaining a behavior. So don't try to start exercising and change your diet at the same time. Choose one to focus on and learn for 6 months to 2 years before you do the other one, because we have a whole life to sustain them. Why not take the necessary time to learn them well?
Great motivational techniques, and you're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and me, Melanie Cole, with RadioMD.com. We'll be back. There's more coming up.